then you want Buffalo Healthy Living magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living magazine.
Are we ready to go?
Tonight is a celebration, not just of 43 North, but of innovation and entrepreneurship in Buffalo.
8 new stories start here tonight.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. Lauren, I am so excited about today's show.
I am too, Dale. Well, good morning, number one.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, I'm too excited because I normally say with my wonderful co-host.
I know, you missed that today.
Yes, you know, the energy is in the room, though.
It's super exciting.
So how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I'm super excited because kind of you can sense your excitement. But it's been an exciting week around Buffalo and around Western New York, especially in the startup world. And we're lucky today to have the executive director, Alex Kress, and the director of PR, Nate Benson, from 43 North in studio with us this morning. So I'm shocked we got them after this week after the
Unbelievable.
43 North finals.
And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you
guys,
so much.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, yes. Super excited to have you guys here.
And before we go into our conversation, I'm just going to ask Louis if he would play that intro of 43 North once again, because I think it really sets the tone of today's conversation. I mean, right now, Buffalo is really going through not just a renaissance, but a rebirth of and a rejuvenation of excitement and energy.
Yeah.
And young people and, you know, and mature individuals and entrepreneurs, which you guys are going to talk about and touch on today. So today is a special show, unscripted show, and today is your show. Lauren, you know, I'm going to try to get his hat from him somehow.
I don't know, Dale.
It may not work.
Might not work.
So note to self,
we'll bring hats
swag.
Next time.
That's the swag, yes. Yeah. Okay. But before we go into our sports update, you know, to our producer, Louis. Louis, you started this show off with some, a theme of 43 North. So can we go back to that a little bit?
Are we ready to go?
Tonight is a celebration, not just of 43 North, but of innovation and entrepreneurship in Buffalo.
8 new stories start here tonight.
Awesome. It's so exciting. And there's a lot of great companies that have been benefited from 43 North, and especially this year. So, Nate, I know we were talking a little bit before the show started about this year's winners.
Yeah.
And the diversity of it.
Yeah,
you know, give us a scoop of where we're at with that.
It's really fantastic. You know, this whole process starts in March, and we, you know, we saw 500 companies come through the application period by the end of May, and then
500.
Yeah, 500. So, and then July we narrowed that down to 185, and then got down to 18 in early September to get to where we are now. And you know, all 18 of them were fantastic companies. They would have been, you know, great representatives if any of them had won. But you know, obviously it's a competition.
Yeah.
Somebody has to win, right? And the 8 winners that we walked away with are fantastic. You know, 5 of the 8 were women founders, which is absolutely fantastic. Three of the eight African American founders, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And just across the board, you know, consumer products, life sciences, companies that are really trying to solve big problems. And we're thrilled to welcome them to Buffalo when they move here in January.
I know. I'm so excited. I've noticed that a lot of them are excited to come to Buffalo, too. And you guys have done a great job in promoting Buffalo and getting them excited about the community and the culture and what we have to offer here.
Yes. And let's go here for a moment, because I think it's so important with this roundtable conversation to know who's in the room. So you're Nate.
Yes.
But you are Nate, share your full name and your title.
Sure.
With 43 North.
So I'm Nate Benson. I'm the director of media and public relations and also the host of Latitude, the 43 North podcast.
All right,
we have our own weekly podcast where we talk to, you know, founders, entrepreneurs, investors, things like that, just to talk about things happening in Buffalo, things happening more broadly in the entrepreneurship scene across the country. So, you know, anything social media related or anything media related, I'm usually the voice or the face behind.
The voice and the face. And you didn't come alone.
I didn't. I have our 43 North president, Alex Gress, who is way better at his introduction than I am.
So, guys, good morning. Alex Gress, president of 43 North, and I'm a very avid listener of Nate Benson's weekly podcast.
But not of Western New York at Work yet.
Okay, yeah. Now we're going to have to recruit him.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. We're glad to have you here.
And, it's been, look, as you guys, we talked a little bit about, it's been a whirlwind week. You know, this week started with 18 fantastic companies coming in last Sunday from really representing eight different states, parts of Canada. Mm-hmm. And as Nate said, that's a group that was really whittled down from 500. And, you know, you had a chance to see really who our final eight companies are. And it's a really just amazingly, you know, as Nate mentioned, the level of female founders, the level of, you know, diversity in the group, but really industry-wise. I mean, this is a group that represents companies that are focused on consumer products. So we've got a company that makes a line of beauty products out of fresh fruit. We've got a company called Forsake, which is an outdoor line of like sneakers and boots. Really great. This is a group that came out of Boston. You know, our winner right now, the $1 million winner, a company called SparkCharge, an amazing story. I mean, Joshua Aviv, you know, really coming out of Syracuse University just a few years ago, was really a person that, you know, never thought he would be a founder, never thought he would be an entrepreneur. You know, he was really inspired just through his professors, his programming. And, you know, his company right now is making, is really focused on technology that will power, you know, electric vehicles remotely. So when you're out on the road, you're losing your charge. You know, they have the ability to bring that charge to you. And there's lots of different ways they can partner with companies and different structural ways they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was inspired by, you know, a university professor around clean technology. Then they was able to couple that a little bit down the road with some programming at Syracuse University that really got, you know, people thinking about, hey, you could be a founder of a company. He won a contest, $500. This is going back years ago. Mm. And that was enough to incorporate.
Wow.
And you look at him today, you know, our top $1 million winner.
From 500 to 5 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the potential.
Yeah, the potential. And, you know, right now has recruited great engineers out of Lockheed Martin. Has a great team.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we're excited to have him in Buffalo. I can tell you, he's an example of a company that, you know, had a really, for us, it comes down to two big picture things. And you know, these are companies that, you know, we want to see grow.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see them scale, be successful. We certainly want to see that job growth and the potential out of these companies. That's really like our mission. But they come with really defined Buffalo operating plans. I mean, they all have the ability to know how they want to hire here,
mm-hmm.
how they want to manufacture here, you know, how they want to partner, you know, with our local, you know, business community here. And I think all those winners, you know, did an amazing job. You know.
And I'm so glad you touched on that, because it's one thing to have a good or great invention.
Yeah.
But you touched on hiring. Are we, and 43 North, in my opinion, is making a difference in Western New York. Okay, which speaks to your efforts. But let's get to that hiring piece. Is there enough innovation to the point where we are bringing on new employment opportunities, career opportunities, and encouraging our young college students and high school students to, you know, just, I guess, drink the 43 North Kool-Aid?
Be part of it. Be part of the companies.
Yeah, Dale, that's a great question. So, you know, a lot of what we're doing, and it's not just us, it's other organizations as well. Like Launch New York is another great example of giving folks the opportunity at an early stage to grow their companies. But there's so many organizations with this long-term plan of building up the Buffalo startup ecosystem. And it really is, it's a long-term plan. I mean, you know, experts say, you know, it takes 20 years to really establish a quote-unquote startup ecosystem. And we're only year four of this. But looking at year four, you know, 43 North Winners have created just north of 280 jobs in Buffalo, which is absolutely fantastic. There's actually 40 other positions open on our jobs board right now. So well over 300 jobs could, you know, are going to be filled here very, very shortly. And it's a great early return. We're not done yet, obviously. We have a lot of growth to do as a community, a lot more organizations, you know, coming together to continue to tweak what we're doing and tweak the growth of the region. And, you know, we're thrilled about always, you know, bringing on new companies to the portfolio, especially when they have robust plans like the eight we just saw this week.
Yes. And no, and I want to touch on something else. Entrepreneurism means different things to different people. But in Western New York, entrepreneurism is live. It's like birthing a baby. And so when you think about entrepreneurism in Western New York, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind for me is a recent study by LendingTree. LendingTree just did a study nationwide about entrepreneurship across the country. And Buffalo is actually ranked number two of the youngest entrepreneurs. The young community in Buffalo is eager and thriving to start their own businesses, whether it's, you know, as I joke on our podcast, Nate's Nacho Stand or a shop on Elmwood or Allentown or the North Towns. Entrepreneurs, they just want to get their ideas out there, and millennials are really driving that force for just doing what they want to do and starting those businesses.
And that's a great point. And I come back and I think of it from a slightly different perspective, a very personal perspective. I mean, you go back to the history of Buffalo. You know, this is decades ago, one of the most innovative cities, you know, in the country, in the world, the city of lights, you know, the
Erie Expo Canal,
Pan Am Expo, First Street with electricity, you know, invented the air conditioner, invented the coffee break. I mean, however you want to laugh about it. So a lot of this, right, when you think about the next generation of companies that as Nate said, you know, we're a player in with other groups around Western New York, is really investing and regaining. The word I like to come back to is regaining our roots of entrepreneurship, regaining our roots of innovation, and helping to create the next generation of companies here. And, you know, like a lot of us, I have a young family, you know, three young kids. And when I grew up here, Lauren, and in the mid-90s, a lot of us left.
Yeah.
And that was where the work was. You know, you went away to, if you were fortunate, you went away to university school. And you just kept moving and kept going.
Never came back.
You know, you watched the Bills every week from wherever you were around the world. You kept up with the Sabres.
You commiserated with everyone from wherever you were.
But. You know, you came home for holidays, see your family when you can. And, you know, so for a lot of us, it's very personal to be a part of this.
And Alex, you have an interesting background in what brought you to 43 North, too. So as we're talking kind of about the personal journey and leaving Buffalo, you were one of those, like, expats that became a repat.
Yeah, no, I think it's a classic Buffalo boomerang story, whatever you want to call it. I mean, went away in the 90s to school, and I think Lauren, you and I share the same alma mater.
We do, Fordham University.
Go Rams. Rams. and then, you know, I was just really lucky to stay in New York and to build a career in New York, and then met my wife Jennifer, moved to London for 8 years, and then Toronto. And then along the way, three young kids, you just get to the point where I wanted them to grow up the way I did. And I loved growing up here. I loved being a part of Western New York. And for me, anything we could do to help continue its resurgence was something that I take personally, very personal. And Nate, our whole team at 43 North, our board, who are just an incredibly committed and high caliber group, you know, all share that vision.
Yeah, I think it is inspiring, too, when we mentioned earlier about the younger entrepreneurs too. I think for a lot of people in Buffalo, like you said, Alex, people left back in the day. There weren't many jobs here. And Buffalo's had this resurgence. And now they see you know, all these startup companies that are a part of 43 North. It's motivating for young kids to, and I shouldn't say kids, but students, whether they're in college or recent grads, to stay in Buffalo. There are jobs here.
And not only that, so many pockets of success also.
Yeah, and pursue a startup if that's what they want. If they pursue a business if that's their goal. They're like, hey, I can do that too, and I have great resources right in my backyard to help me do that.
Yeah, and it's been fantastic to see. So, you know, last year, at the 4th and North Finals, we had an executive from Facebook, Dave Jakubowski, a Western New York native, came back to help us with some of the judging. And he met us and then met Melissa Bradley from Project 500 out of Washington, D.C. And from that, they're like, wow, you know, but things are really happening in Buffalo. From like a startup perspective, how are things happening, though, on like the small business side of things? And, you know, and fast forward to July of this year, where Facebook partnered with us and M&T Bank to create the Ignite Buffalo program, where we gave away $1 million to small businesses, your Main Street businesses, you know, your Oxford Pennants, your Get Focused Productions, Barrel and Brine, a lot of, in 27 small businesses in Buffalo. So that's kind of that trickle-down effect where, you know, 43 North's main mission is obviously alluring startups from, you know, all around the world to come to Buffalo to grow their startups. But it's that trickle effect of like, oh, Silicon Valley executives are seeing, hey, we can do business on an even a smaller level with small businesses in Buffalo. And it's fantastic because it's a very eager, thriving entrepreneurship scene.
Yes. Okay. You know what? We need to go ahead and take our first break. I know. But before we do that, who do we want to make some, congratulatory remarks to in terms of the winners?
Well, I mean, we have, like I said, our eight winners, but, you know, Spark Charge, Magnus Mode, Forsake, Immersed Gaming, High Operator. Oh, and of course, I'm going to embarrass myself and forget the other two. But I think after we come back from the commercial, I'll have those other two for you.
Perfect. Yes.
And Nate, I might be able to help you.
You might be able to. I haven't caffeinated yet, so.
With Natural Club.
Natural Club, yes.
Being one. And then we'll find the other one.
We'll find the other one.
That's a lot to keep track for you guys. Like all the different companies that you guys work with.
A portfolio of 45 now. We're trying to remember all of our kids' names.
It is a growing community there.
Which is awesome.
In your fourth year, how can you possibly keep up with all the contestants and all the winners? Buffalo, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We have more great conversation with 43 North on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
I'm Rebecca Stadler from Delvecchio & Stadler, LLP. We are a full-service intellectual property boutique law firm offering assistance in branding and protecting your inventions. Please contact us at 716-783-8399 or dvans.com.
$1 million in revenue. We've got customers all over the country, and over 1 million people have completed a job application with us. My story is Buffalo's story.
So I know you didn't come here to listen to me talk, so we're gonna go ahead and get started.
I made a penny, and we're gonna turn that into a $1 billion company.
We make measurements of these critical...
Awesome. Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis, in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. And we have...
You forgot my name?
No, I said Dale.
Oh, okay.
I just stuttered a little. But we have...
We're having fun.
North in studio with us this morning. We have Nate Benson and Alex Gress in studio with us. But before we go anywhere, we've had such great conversations. We cannot forget our sports update. And it's a Bills game day, so...
That's right. Louie, first of all, we haven't said good morning to you as well.
Hi, Louie.
Morning, guys. What's going on?
How are you today?
We didn't forget about you.
I'm
don't
good.
Worry.
No, we're having a good show. It's
good.
Fine.
Well, give us our sports update, Lou.
We are just 4 hours away from Buffalo Bills football at New Era Field. The Bills take on Marcus Mariota and the 3-1 Tennessee Titans today. On the injury front, three notable players are questionable for Buffalo, two safeties in Micah Hyde and Raphael Bush, and tight end Charles Clay. For the Titans, they'll be without Wesley Woodyard and Kenny Vaccaro on defense. Free agent quarterback Landry Jones worked out for the Bills this week. Jones spent the five previous seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock with pregame coverage all morning over at WGR 550 and WGR 550 NFLnetwork.com. Around the NFL, Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald will play against San Francisco after dealing with a back and hamstring injury this week. On the other side, 49ers running back Matt Breida is expected to play despite injuring his knee this week. As for running back Dalvin Cook from Minnesota, he is out against the Eagles this afternoon with a hamstring injury. To college football, the UB Bulls got back to their winning ways, taking down Central Michigan 34-24. The Bulls are now 5-1, getting ready for Akron next Saturday at noon, which can be heard right here on ESPN 1520. In the top 25, some top-ranked teams were up this weekend. 19, Texas took down number 7, Oklahoma, in a tight 48-45 game. Number 8, Auburn, was upset by Mississippi State 23-9. Number 13, ranked Kentucky, fell to Texas A&M 20-14, while number 14, Stanford, lost to Utah 40-21. To hockey, the Buffalo Sabres got their first win of the season last night, defeating the New York Giants 3-1, improving to 1-1 on the season. Connor Sheary scored the first two goals for the Sabres as they held on to a 2-1 lead late in the third when Jack Eichel's empty netter put the game on ice. Eichel had a goal and an assist on the night, while goaltender Carl Hutton stopped 43 of 44 shots in the Sabres' win. Next up for Buffalo, the Vegas Golden Knights head to the KeyBank Center tomorrow. Puck drop is set for 3 p.m. In the MLB playoffs, there are two games on the dock for this evening. The Brewers look to close out the series against Colorado. That one gets underway at 4:30, followed by Dodgers-Braves at 8. LA leads that one 2-0. ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and click on the radio.com or listen tab. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
All right, welcome back. We are in studio with 43 North. We have the Director of Marketing and Public Relations, Nate Benson, and the President, Alex Kress. We've been talking a lot about some of the companies that are a part of 43 North, and there's 45 portfolio companies now.
There is, and we are excited to get our next 8, you know, coming here in January. And look, this is a group that already hits the ground running. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've already been engaged locally with companies, operating partners, looking at identification of employees. So Spark Charge at the University of Buffalo job fair the day after the competition. Yeah. Already,
I mean, look at that.
Already
they
sourcing.
Just get right into it.
Oh, yeah. They were sourcing resumes, talking to people, already getting their plans together. That's a group that was completely fired up, ready to go, and has some really, you know, defined operating plans and hiring plans that they want to get to. But like anything, it's a great group. It's a diversified group. You know, of the 8 companies, just to talk about a couple that we have.
So let's talk about the beginning because there are a lot of bright minds out there, and our listeners out there are saying, "You know what? I have an idea," and they may think that 43 North is like a far reach.
Yep.
It's not in their radar. No, it's on their radar, but they may not think that they're ready.
Sure.
So let's talk about the process. How do you get involved with 43 North?
You know, there's a lot of different ways, and that's a great question, Dale. So let's say you're a University of Buffalo student, for example. There's a great resource on campus called Blackstone in Launchpad, and Tom Wahlberg over there at Blackstone is a fantastic resource. So go over to his office. It's in the main student union on the second floor. Go in there and just start talking to Tom about your idea and say, hey, I think, you know, either in college or when I'm out of college, I want to get this off the ground. And they will actually help you and give you mentorship and provide you resources to get your startup off the ground. So now, you know, you've got your startup. What's next? Well, you need a little bit of seed money. You need a little bit of investment. Launch New York is a fantastic resource as well. You know, they're funding on a smaller level, you know, startups with, I believe, starting at $25,000 worth of investment all the way up to about $100,000. And Marnie Levine over there at Launch New York is a fantastic entrepreneur, fantastic. You know, she's done so much for the startup ecosystem for the last 10 years.
I love Marnie. Yeah, she's Marnie's been on the
great.
Show as well, yes.
Exactly. So, so, you know, those are two easy resources to get off the ground. Now you want to, you know, start building traction, and that's when you kind of 43 North is at the doorway. You know, we're looking for startups that, you know, are past idea stage. They've got some traction. They've got a little bit of revenue. They've got some investment already, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is, to Nate's point, building the entrepreneurial ecosystem here, right? And, you know, we're a player in it, but what you're seeing now is across all different aspects. You've got these early stage opportunities for people coming out of Canisius College, University of Buffalo, to get involved through programming. I mean, Spark Charge is a great example.
Yeah.
I mean, they were inspired on their campus to come up with that idea and to commercialize it and to recruit. You know, so I think that we're doing a better job as a region. Again, if you think about it, to come back to the topic of job growth, I mean, it's really, if you think about the creation of job growth in the new economy, it's really coming from the new businesses more so than anything. And there's one thing that we think about is that one new job or one creation of a job on the innovation side also leads to like five jobs in the service sector. So it's that trickle on, that follow on effect, the rising tide, you know, lifts all boats. So I think that's something to be aware of. I think our website does the 43north.org website also has lots of information for anybody to come in, you know, whether you think you're a 43 North future company or, you know, you're a high school student or you're sitting in college or university and have an idea. How do I get involved? How do I take the next step? Come to our website, 43north.org. There's lots of information that can help direct you and get you involved.
Perfect.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the companies, you know, when I look at, you know, how far the region's come in terms of, like, just being a kind of a startup epicenter of just off Lake Erie, you know, one of our winners this year, LakeWorks, you know, they were in Silicon Valley. They were in San Francisco. They were a San Francisco-based company. And, you know, one of them, one of the founders came to 43 North last year. And from that, they said, hey, we should probably move our business to Buffalo. It just would make more sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of our customer base is based out of there. It's, you know, for cost reasons, for, you know, a variety of reasons, let's move to Buffalo. So they did at the end of last year. And to me, that's just such a telltale sign of, like, what we're doing to some degree is working, you know. And it's that Silicon Valley, you know, the technology's come far enough away. You don't need to go out west to do a business, or especially a tech business. You know, the way technology is, you can have a business anywhere. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that LegWorks came here, established themselves, and then decided to join 43 North because they thought, hey, we're finally ready to do something
that's
like that.
Awesome.
Buffalo is sexy now. I'll tell you right now, Buffalo is sexy.
Yeah. It is.
And, you know, and we're bringing innovation and great ideas and great minds, you know, to our region.
I mean, a lot of it is attributed, I think, to the startup world in 43 North, and they're seeing that Buffalo has a lot to offer, and it's a great place to do business. People are passionate. People want to get involved, and they want to bring their companies here, and they're excited to be here.
Absolutely, and I think there's a couple things. I mean, you couple these great new businesses, right, these people that are creating new ideas, then you bring them back, and you remember that we are still a region that has some strong, super strong business leadership here. So take our we have top tier regional banks here.
You know,
M&T, for example. So,
which has taken notice,
right? Yeah. So take a company like Kickfurther, who's one of our winners. You know, that came out on Wednesday night. Now this is a company that's out of Boulder, Colorado, and what they are is they're really what we call fintech. So a more financial technology oriented company.
Yeah, they're an inventory crowdfunding platform. So Joe Everyday can kind of invest in the inventory of a company.
Oh, interesting.
So if I've got a hat company, for example, and you know, you're like, well, I like hats. That's potentially a good business. I can invest in my inventory, because for a lot of consumer product companies, you know, just maintaining inventory is a huge cost for them.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's like that. Like, do I spend the money for my inventory? Do I spend my money in marketing and then not have property? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, maintaining inventory, getting the funding for inventory. How do they do that effectively? So fintech is a company that's trying to help solve that problem for really small, super small to medium-sized companies. Mm-hmm. And those are companies that, let's be honest, it's challenging for them to get, you know, bank financing, a senior loan, or an inventory-backed loans. I mean, so a company like Kickfurther, you know, helps to solve that problem, helps bring the community together to help fund this. Yeah, really, I think one of the things they've said is we're trying to democratize the ability to lend to small to medium-sized companies. But you couple that with the strength of our banking system here, who are always so focused on their involvement in the community. How do they help small businesses, you know, how do they enhance their platform and touch not just top-tier companies and consumers, but how do they help small businesses? So being able to get Kickfurther integrated back into the strength of our regional banking community here with names like an M&T, a Northwest, Evans Bank, for example. That's I think, a great example of a company that wanted to come here. For reasons beyond the half a million.
Right, and that is a good point. There's so many other reasons that might bring them here to our area, just based on the support of other businesses and people within our economy, yeah. Western New York.
You know, well, 43 North is a fabric of this community now. And I say that because this is not a conversation that we can have just one time.
Yeah.
But we are quickly coming to the end of our show.
So
we're
going
to come to
So,
you know, the fastest show in radio history. But guys, what have we not talked about that you would like to touch on?
You know, so a lot of these winners are going to be moving to Buffalo in January. You know, go to our website, 43north.org, learn about them. If you are a service provider, you're a vendor, or you just think, hey, I can possibly do business with some of these folks, learn about them. Reach out to us at 43 North because they want to hit the ground running in January. Mm-hmm. We can certainly come back in January and talk with you guys just about move-in day and what these companies are looking for because they're thrilled to come to Buffalo.
And I want to echo that. The best way to get involved is to be a partner for these companies.
Yeah.
And support them in whatever way possible, customer, vendor, service provider, you know, that keeps them here. And then, Lauren, for you, I mean, helping them to identify talent is tremendous.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to do a lot of times. You just
Find
people. Someone that's going to wants to be part of that startup culture, too, but is also qualified to do the jobs that they need.
Exactly.
And also wear multiple hats, because that's a big part of startups.
Absolutely.
And for anyone who wants to get involved with 43 North, either as a volunteer or has an idea, what should he or she do?
Yeah. So definitely from a volunteer standpoint, reach out to us again on social media at 43 North on pretty much every handle or website, 43north.org. And if you have a startup idea that you want to maybe throw into the ring for some investment next year, keep your eyes up for when we announce the next application period. You never know when it's going to come up next.
Wow.
So is there a set date for the next application period, or is that kind of like...
Well, I think because it's the end of the show, we're going to leave your listeners with some suspense.
Okay. Okay.
They'll definitely want to make sure they follow us on Twitter.
And back in and continue to follow us.
Yeah.
I'm
just thinking, you know what? If you have an idea, don't buy a lottery ticket. Believe in yourself.
Right.
You know what? Talk to 43 North. Yeah. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Lauren, any parting thoughts?
No, I just appreciate Nate and Alex being in studio this morning. A lot of exciting topics and a lot of things going on in Buffalo. And go Bills.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Oh, we're thrilled to be
here. Thank you for having us.
Buffalo. Anytime.
I'm happy to
come back.
Yeah. Have a great day, Buffalo. Enjoy the game. The Bills, I'm predicting. Okay, very quick predictions. Bills win or Bills lose?
Bills win 27-17.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Bills win 21-7.
Lauren?
Bills win, I think, by 3.
Wow. Okay, it's unanimous. Louis?
Bills win for this one.
Bills win? Okay.
At home, they should beat this team. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm still asking for my 21 points no matter who they play. Buffalo, enjoy the game. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.